So we have a choice to be relational and caring. We have a choice to be transactional and program. Or we have a choice to say, if you're interested, let us know. Our value system in call one, getting acquainted, is to have an empathy, a patience to assist people in overcoming fears. We all know that when people are contacting us about our franchise opportunity, they are all gainfully employed, they're married and single, they're homeowners, they're in career transition, they're in fear, they need immediate income, they have anxiety, and so they are looking for somebody to mentor them, coach them, and help them overcome fear. So very often, a candidate is afraid to fill out the request for consideration in fear that it obligates them to go into business. If I fill this out, does that mean I've made a commitment to go into business, borrow money, invest? The answer is no. This is strictly an opportunity for us to teach them, not teach them, to assist them in overcoming their fears. So the brochure on the screen is something that should be mailed out. You can get them printed in 10s, 20s, and 30s. You don't have to mass produce them unless you want to bring your cost down to a couple dollars to mail it out. And this will give you the ability to separate, differentiate, elevate yourself. Keep in mind your candidates are calling three other franchise companies that are doing first call close. They're not mailing out information. They're simply putting it on their website and they're emailing it to them, but they have no ability to follow up. And so when they make the call back to the client, if they did not send out a brochure, they are immediately classified as a telemarketer, as a boiler room salesperson that is transactional and programmed. And why do we say that definitively? If you are my candidate, and I have a wonderful call one with you, and I do not follow up by sending you a brochure, what would I say when I called you a week from now when you had told me you promised you were going to fill out the application? You implied that you were going to fill it out. You made every indication that you were excited, but now after our call, I haven't heard from you from 4 to 7 to 10 days. What would I even consider saying to you when I would call? A, let me call them and maybe I will say, hey, you and I spoke last week, Rachel, and you didn't fill out your application. Client will immediately become defensive. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll call Rachel, but what do I say? What if the answering machine picks up? Rachel, this is Scott with Egg Bread. You and I spoke last week. I haven't heard from you. That puts you on the defense. Well, maybe I'll call, and if the answering machine picks up, maybe I'll won't leave a message. Number four, maybe I'll call and I'll change my name from Scott to Egg Bread on my phone. Or maybe I'll do a 1-800 number, or maybe I'll do anonymous. So do you see how I'm looking for every way to remove the perception of being a salesperson? And I'm now struggling to find a way to connect. So what's happening now, I'm now going to call Rachel and hope that she picks up the call. If I call Rachel and she picks up, Rachel, this is Scott. You and I spoke last week. I know I spoke to you last week, Scott, from Egg Bread. So I have no way of connecting with a sincere follow-up. This is how important it is to stay connected and tethered to a client with a brochure after call one. Now, as our client gets call one, please notice that the brochure has what we call a logical sequence and scope of what a client would want to learn as they were viewing a document. The first thing they would want would be the message of the founder, the leadership, the vision statement, something very brief but warm. The second thing they would want to know is a little bit about message from the founder, a little bit about maybe the mission, the vision, the brand promise. Maybe they would want to know a little bit about the culture, the consistency, the communication, you know, the pillars. About our locations, you know, the size, the type of location, and maybe a beautiful picture of what it would look like, the store experience, if you will. The visual, people eat with their eyes, they buy with their eyes, they're engaging in the experience. The perfect business, out of every 10 owners, we expect that 4 will be husband and wife teams, 3 will be manage the managers, and 3 will be owner-operators by individuals who, like us, have a passion. Now, why is the perfect business page such an important early entry to support the relationship? Because the most important thing that we overlook in franchise development is the fact that 90% of all candidates are gainfully employed when they speak to us the first time. They're not couch potatoes. They're typically not unemployed, but they are gainfully employed. So how do you as a franchise executive ever have an opportunity to get them excited about owning your business if you know they can't leave their insurance, their support system won't let them leave their income, if they lose half of the family income, it's devastating. So we call this throwing the rope of showing them opportunities and the value of being an owner-operator, the value of being a manager, and the value of being a husband and wife team or a life partner team, and lastly, a multi-unit higher income operator. Now, when I'm a candidate, reading the fact that I can supplement, transition, replace, or break away, I have read something that gives me an analytical appreciation for 4 different styles of ownership. So you're allowing me now in the printed word to see myself as an owner of the business because I did not say it on the phone. I now have something in your hand that lays the red carpet out for you on how you might be an owner-operator and leave your job, how you might hire a key employee and manage the manager, how you might have a partnership with your spouse. I'll do the marketing and sales. You do the admin and finance. We'll both keep our jobs. Or a multi-unit operator who specializes in building a management team and is literally a leadership coach that understands how to put a team together, hiring a nurse, hiring a chef, going to secure a doctor. There are people that have the ability to hire the key employee. The key employee might be an RN nurse to do IV drips that needs to make $50,000 to $60,000 a year. The key employee might be identifying a medical practitioner that we know how to interact with them to secure them with a premier license. I would be a multi-unit leadership coach as a franchisee. That's why we want to have the different variations. Also, as a candidate looking at egg bread, I want to know the fast casual industry, how fast it's growing, where the industry's at. Are we on the early, the middle, the later stage of the booming of the industry? So it's very important that we're excited about the industry that we are in. Next, customer profile. Very often when candidates are buying a franchise, it's so important that they can visualize the mosaic of themselves as a customer. In this case, with egg bread, simply as an example, you can see that in our clientele, we can have the blue-collar construction, got the boots on, they're on their way, they've got their bagged lunch, they're on their way to a construction job, and they're a huge part of our egg bread business. We also have the white collar, I'm going to work, I'm an executive, I'm an executive assistant, I'm going to stop and have a beautiful breakfast sandwich. Thirdly, I've got, you know, parents, daytime residents, employees, I'm catering a job, I'm taking out, I'm delivering, and I have all these wonderful customer segments available for my breakfast and lunch experience. So customer profile is essential, showing pictures of the type of customers that you will be servicing. The next part of the brochure is what we call marketing and localized customer acquisition, localized lead generation. One of the biggest fears of new entrepreneurs is the inability to market their business. I'm not a marketing person, I'm not a salesperson. I sure hope they have a support system to enable me to understand how to buy cable TV, how to purchase a direct mail spot, how to purchase a newspaper ad, maybe how to manage my local Facebook, maybe my Instagram. How do I do a pay-per-click ad? Can I do a billboard? Are there special networking processes? So the most important thing you want to do is give the candidate a confidence that you as a franchisor understand marketing on a localized customer acquisition level. As we proceed forward, always visualizing, we have what we call our frequently asked questions, known as our FAQs. Frequently asked questions in a franchise brochure continue to build on answering 90% of your questions. 90% of your questions. If I receive a brochure from a wonderful call one, I am much more likely to receive a phone call from you in a very positive way because you've given me a tethered bridge to understand more and answer more of my questions. Call one just helped me get to know you, to build a little trust with you, to build a little enthusiasm for you. But it didn't quite give me the information that was needed and necessary and thorough and analytical to give me the confidence to fill out a request for consideration. So I was always implied, I was always a promised application, and the reason I have not yet sent it to you is you did not care enough about me to give me over 90% of my questions. So you have not earned my enthusiasm. You have not earned my effort. You have not cared enough about me. You have simply thought that I was a first call close and you put the onus on me to build the relationship. So I might say that the frequently asked questions would feature things that are important as a candidate. For example, there is a franchise fee. What does it include? There is protected territory. What might it include? There is a corporate training. There is a grand opening training. And these are all the things that should be in the questions and answer. However, with one disclaimer, we do not recommend putting the amount of your continuing licensing fees, i.e. royalty. We do not recommend your marketing and technology fee. They're immaterial at this point in the relationship. And if they change each year, you don't want to have to reprint your brochures. So they can time stamp a document to be unusable. So usually your initial franchise fee will hold for a couple years until you want to increase it or adjust it or what have you. So the questions and answers are a wonderful way to build the client's eagerness to take your second phone call. And then lastly, please note that first-time franchisees are not aware of how they might purchase a franchise. It'll be one time in their life. It's a 10-year relationship. And so they're not really of any experience to know, am I going to be sending a check? Are they going to fly to my market? Am I going to do a regional discovery day? What is a discovery day? They've never heard the term discovery day. So it's so important that we help them by reinforcing step one, reinforcing step two. Please complete your request for consideration. It's also on the website. We will not enter into a business relationship till we get the opportunity to know one another. Therefore, we require the completion as a participation to see if your business goals align with our goals. So again, a reinforcement of the application process. And then, of course, the exciting discovery day, and the brochure is complete. This is the value of the franchise brochure. May I also suggest that the front of your brochures do not have the term franchise information packet on them. One of the easiest mistakes to make is, because we refer to it as a training document, franchise information packet, it's very easy to think you're supposed to put that on the front, or franchise brochure. So we don't need to do that. We're just featuring the brand, the trade name. Also on the back of your document, may I just briefly, on the very back, just have your logo, your website, maybe a 1-800 number, but nothing that's too dated, if you will. And often when you have the pocketed inside cover, the request for consideration can be in there. Your printers may say that they can save $500 without the pocket, and that is true, but it doesn't really look that good when you have your request for consideration pay-per-click to the front. Secondly, with your brochures, saddle-stitched, they're critical that they are proofed by your attorney. One sentence can cause you a lawsuit. So you want to make sure your attorney proofs it, that there's no direct or indirect earnings claims, puffery, salesmanship, things that could come back from a disgruntled franchisee and say, oh, well, you said this in your agreement. If they're ever disgruntled, their attorney will say, bring me everything they gave you. The franchisee walks in with your brochure. The attorney looks for things in the brochure. And maybe it's not a material issue, and even if it's not something that's usable, they'll at least try to use it. Okay. Lastly, your brochures. We are not believers in 8x11 franchise brochures. 8x11 brochures are considered work, they're considered books, and you can't convey a relaxed, enjoyable message. So we recommend 9x12 brochures, 9x12, that go into a 10x13 envelope. We typically like to open up from the sides. Horizontally, we don't like to open the envelopes vertically. So those are just little nuances that can create a wonderful experience. When you mail out your brochures, it's very nice to have a very nice label that's typed, a logoed label put in the same place. A handwritten envelopes can look very sloppy and very mom and pop. So if you want to really seal the confidence of trust and brand, a nice little label on the front that is typed adds tremendous credentials, as well as the stamping on the right side, making sure the stamps are clean, they're in line, they don't look cheap, you're not putting Christmas stamps on them. If you like, what we do is we typically go to the post office and make sure they do it in Sinisha, you know, the not bulk mail, but just a real nice sort of stamp. It does not look good if you're using home-based stamps and they're all being licked on there, and it can be really unprofessional. So hopefully that gives you a nice overview of the franchise brochure. Last but not least, your biggest question will be this. Do I mail my brochure to everybody that expresses interest for me, or just the people that I like? Your biggest question as the founder of your company will be, do I mail this to everybody that's inquired on my internet portals, my Instagram, my Facebook, and live leads, or do I just mail this to people that I like, that I've had a good call one with, that I think will fill out an application? What if I told you that you've already cost $2 to $3 to print it and $2 to mail it for $4? What if I told you if you mailed out 100% of your clients every year, you might get lucky and sell one franchise because you spent an extra $200 a year to mail it to every client that ever emails you? What if I also told you the good luck, the good fortune, the good thinking, that the client would never throw it away after you completed a call one because it was so professionally done and they loved it so much that a year from now they might call you to buy a franchise. How many brochures, if you had 100 leads a month, 1,000 a year, how many of those was the timing not right, but the interest was great? If all 1,000 of them had them, and none of them threw them in the trash can, and you had 400 call ones that year, what could happen in year two or three? I had the privilege of living 25 years as a franchisor and saw this repeatedly over and over bring good karma into my life. And because we made decisions on caring about individuals, not leads, caring about people, not their net worth, caring about people, that's when we got good karma. And while bad things happen to good people, and we all wonder about this, lots of good things happen when your intentions are good. So a candidate who contacts you through an internet portal is not a bad person because they have $10,000 on their sheet or they did not take your call. So I'd like to bring a conclusion to the franchise brochure. Thank you.